Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Now, the World Health Organization has said that it's deeply concerned about the near exponential escalation of the new coronavirus pandemic, with the number of deaths doubling in a week. The WHO has urged citizens around the globe to stand together to fight COVID-19 as we edge closer to the millionth confirmed case. Around the globe, governments have launched stimulus packages to help bolster economies.
But with the timeline on how long this will last still uncertain, how far will government measures go? And are there alternatives that should be considered? Well, Lili Fang, INSEAD Professor of Finance and AXA Chaired Professor in Financial Market Risk, thinks so, and she's joining us here today. Well, Lili, how far do you think current stimulus packages will go to buffer the blow of the coronavirus?
I think the current measures will give some cushion for about a month or two, because each adult in the U.S. is getting about $1,500. This will help people to pay their rent, their bills, pay for food when most people are not receiving income. So I think that this will buy us some time, but if we have very prolonged shutdown, this will not be enough to see us through the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, 2 months is not a long time, especially since the U.S. now has the most number of COVID-19 cases globally. What does that mean for the world economy, Lily?
Well, the U.S. is the largest economy. It accounts for 25% of the global GDP directly. And if you think about its trade links, it's even bigger. So obviously, all eyes are on the U.S. And quite honestly, if the U.S. cannot keep this health crisis in control, and if it cannot keep the economic fallout from the health crisis in control, it will be simply devastating for the world economy, just not just to the U.S. It will be just simply unprecedented losses. And we're looking at possibly getting into a second Great Depression, much deeper recessions, in fact, depression compared to the financial crisis.
And Lily, what are the risks if we continue as we are?
Well, I think we need to find, that's why, you know, I think that we need to think about, you know, important and smart strategies to fight essentially the war of our lives on two fronts. One is on the health crisis front and the other is the economic front. I think that there's much parallel going on. There's this escalating health crisis, but at the same time, the escalating and mounting crisis economically and financially. So we must do, you know, adopt the right policies and smart policies in order to steer each of these fights in the right direction.
We're speaking to Lily Fang, INSEAD Professor of Finance and AXA Chaired Professor in Financial Market Risk. In a paper, Lily, you stated that after a 3 to 4 week period, policymakers must encourage normal economic activity to resume. How can governments make this happen?
Okay, I think that this is a multi-pronged approach, but I think that one of the unique aspects I was bringing into in this paper is to emphasize the importance of mass antibody tests. So antibody tests are these simple, relatively simple tests. It takes a little fingerprint on your finger, a little drop of blood, which can lead to find the existence of immunity in the body. It means that you can find people who have been infected by the disease. They may not have ever known that they have been infected, but they have recovered because these are simply asymptomatic. They never exhibited symptoms, but then they are now immune. Now, this is very, very important because these tests can give us three things, all of which are very, very important and desperately needed. First of all, it really is the only way for us to know the true extent of the infection, how many people have really been infected, because right now, without a reliable number of the true extent of the infection, we also cannot calculate the fatality rate, which are all important numbers we need to put in any projection about the death need, the number of deaths and the hospital needs and so forth. So that's one thing. Just to purely understand the disease, we need these tests. Second, what it gives you is that it will identify people who are immune, which means that these are the people who can donate blood, and the plasma that can be extracted from these blood who are from people who are immune from the disease is the only approved US FDA approved treatment for virus patients. Therefore, another benefit is that you can identify people who can actually help in the treatment of the others. Third and most important point is that also these antibody tests help you identify the immune population who can go back to work safely and help us get the economic engine going again.
Here's the thing though, Lily, it sounds like you're saying it comes from asymptomatic people. They may never know they had it, no symptoms at all, and then they recovered without even knowing they had it. Those are hard people to find in order to test and to find the antibody. Yes. How are we going to go do that?
I mean, that's exactly the science behind the antibody test. It's a little bit like a forensic, sort of investigation. In fact, these tests already exist. They're relatively cheaper to develop and, in fact, also ramp up in terms of manufacturing. And one piece of good news is that Singapore already has it. Singapore was the first country in the world to develop such a test. It was the work of the Duke and U.S. Medical School. And that's the way how Singapore government pieced information together to find some missing links of the trail of transmission, because they couldn't find connections between certain cases, and only through the antibody test you really find the people who actually already had it.
So who do we test?
And that's how they make the link.
Lily, that sounds time consuming. Who do we test?
What I'm proposing is that you should do this on a mass scale, in a sense, roll it out in the overall population. Of course, this requires mass production of these kits, but these kits take 5 to 10 minutes to read. They are based on very old existing technologies. They can be done at home, but if you need this information, you should be doing these tests at central locations so that you can create an immunity registry for the country. Mm. In fact, Germany is already doing this. UK is already also doing this. They are using this way in order to get their economy restarted, getting people who are immune to go back to work. This is a way to, lift the shutdown earlier than endlessly waiting for when we can lift the restriction.
Mm-hmm. Lily, just thinking, could this also cause social issues? I mean, for example, social segregation of those who test a negative versus the ones who tested positive?
I think Singapore also is already implementing more restrictive, social distancing measures. And in Europe, this is very draconian. I mean, we are not allowed to have congregations now more than two people. Mm. And in fact, you cannot even by yourself go running and go, exercising in the forest. So it's extremely isolating now. I don't think that this will add much on top of that. In fact, it will let some people who are immune to go back and resume normal lives. And I think it's just a smart way to identify who are safe to go back to work and who should be more cautious.
Right.
And this is especially important for frontline workers, health workers and other essential workers.
What other measures do you think, though, Lily, should be implemented? More measures to, say, prevent or rather help the vulnerable?
Yeah, I think that, as I said, we have two crises to fight at the same time. One is the health one, one is the economic one. So I think that you need to take a multi-pronged approach. Antibody test is the one very important leg of that. But you have to think about the overall strategy that has to be supported by, in my view, three prongs. The first is to still keep ramping up the regular diagnostics tests and tracing, contact tracing. And this is where Singapore is doing a really great job. It's gold stars in terms of among many countries in the world doing this diagnostics and tracing. The second is to protect the vulnerable population, because the mortality rates and the risk of this virus is simply very skewed among different populations. You have mortality rates of about 20% among people who are 80 years or above, and 0%, for young people, kids under 14 years of age. You have mortality of about 10% for people who have pre-existing conditions, such as heart disease and diabetes, but only 1% in otherwise healthy people, including even old people. So therefore, we need to, kind of identify and protect the people who are very much at risk, so elderly population, as well as people who have preconditions. But the rest of the population, to the extent they can, they should get back to normal life. And antibody test is a very, very important part for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps, fight the economic crisis that we are facing. We basically need, ways to save jobs and save lives and also save jobs and save the economy.
Because we can't do this, let's fix the health issue first and then we'll go fix the economy. It's in tandem is what you're saying. It needs to be done.
That's exactly right.
Mm. Well, Lily, there's much doom and gloom in the market at the moment. Are there any glimmers of light? How can we kind of pull opportunities out of this crisis?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I think that we should always be positive, and especially in a crisis, I think the spirit is very important. There are signs of hope for sure. So, for example, Italy's situation is definitely seeing a turnaround. I'm you know, living not very far from it. I'm in the middle of Europe. In fact, overall European situation seems to be turning around the corner. The biggest lift, though, to confidence, both in terms of the health front and also economy-wise, is scientific advances, an effective treatment, for example. And Gilead, one of the major biotech firms, it has been actively trialing one of its experimental drugs, and its results is going to come out pretty soon. So the world is very highly anticipating that result. And also, you know, there's just so much research and activity pouring into fighting this virus. There's lots of signs of hope. For instance, Abbott Labs announced a 5-minute test to detect the virus. This will go huge. This will, you know, be hugely helpful in terms of you know, diagnostics and tracing and controlling the spread of the disease. Mm. We can win over this virus, but we also must be courageous enough to and have the wisdom to think a few steps forward, which is what next? You know, what's our exit strategy? How can we get back to our normal lives at the end of the tunnel? I mean, we need to get prepared for that. So antibody test plays a huge role in that economic recovery phase of this. And so once again, science is our hope. I think that, you know, on that front, there's so much research activity going on. There's so much, you know, resources that's being poured. If the government can prioritize these efforts and take this opportunity, you know, every crisis is also an opportunity in hiding. We should take this opportunity to ramp up infrastructure investment, to ramp up investment in technology, in science. And this is the way out. And I think that hopefully the government can adopt these scientific approaches, make smart and courageous decisions to lead us out of these crises.
Anecdotally, Lily, very quickly, though, I mean, at the risk of sounding insensitive, introverts are having a great time, but I do understand challenges are ahead for extroverts. How are you holding up over where you are?
So we're doing our best. You know, everybody is managing multiple challenges. There's lots of work patterns that need to be adapted. Children are all staying home to be schooled at home. But we do our best. And in fact, it's a very, very busy time. And I'm also finding lots of opportunities to do additional research, to talk about policy, to engage. I think that we must keep the positive attitude and think about what we can do. Think about, you know, protecting the people around us and maintain a positive attitude. We will get out of this, you know, it just takes patience and also just resilience and grit. I think we will be fine.
Lily Fang, INSEAD Professor of Finance and AXA Chaired Professor in Financial Market Risk. Stay safe, Lily. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.